Hey everybody, this is Chad Daniels, and you have landed in the middle of somewhere. Hello, how are you? Thanks for coming back. Are you okay? I can't hear your answer, but scream it out into the universe to let other people know. Maybe that shit'll come back to you. I don't know. Across from me, as always, looking like a reporter in another country nodding his head because there's a time delay, is Cyrus Amundson.
Good afternoon, Chad. It's great to be with you here on the Fergus Falls Evening News. I would like to announce that here on the 10th of January, 20-23, I don't know if I used ought correctly, 20-23, 10th January, I have officially decided on a home grocery store.
Oh, interesante. What is it?
As you know, I like a good grocery store.
Yeah.
I like to buy my food fresh every day.
Sure.
It's a lot. Nobody else around me likes that. I'll go get my food. I'll bring my food home. I'm buying stuff that you can't buy fresh. I just like to buy the stuff that I'm going to eat today. I like to buy it today. And that's not a good thing. It's not helpful for anybody else.
It seems like a lot of trips to the grocery store.
Gives me something to do, but we're kind of right in the middle of grocery store alley here in down here in Mineville, Ohio. So you've been here. You can leave my neighborhood. You can take a right. You go a mile-ish, mile and a half. There's a Kroger. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now that Kroger, pretty good Kroger. Pretty big right. Kroger. If you go out the backside of my neighborhood and you take some back roads, about another mile, mile and a half, you weasel your way around, you go past a golf course. You've gone on this road. You get another Kroger. And that is a little bit smaller, but it's kind of more of a friendly Kroger. It's a more relaxed vibe Kroger. Right.
So you're talking about a big city Kroger.
Big city
if you
Kroger.
Turn to the right,
yep.
And you can go out the backside, which I've done when I was at your place, and you can get to the small town family operated Kroger,
the mom and pop Kroger. So yep. So
sure.
Big city
sure.
Kroger versus mom and pop Kroger, and then if you wind down over the river and get up onto this other road, it's a little bit further. It's a few miles. But there's a big old Kroger over there. And that's a Kroger that's nice when you're coming home. That's a nice one to stop
sure.
at that Kroger when you're taking the shortcut home, which doesn't mean anything to anyone that's listening.
Now, here's what I notice about you is that you struggle with trying not to go into the Southern accent. You just said, you go, you know, and then there's another Kroger when you go on down around the river and you have to like correct yourself. It is fascinating to watch and listen to.
Now, is this the part where everybody realizes that it's taken me, like I've had to work that out of me? Not that I'm doing a character, that I've worked it out of me. And this is, it's like when you hear the guy who played House, Hugh Laurie, when you hear him talk, you're like, what the fuck is this? House was a fraud? That's not the House's real voice?
Right, yeah, he's British, if you don't know, and you watch House, and he's such a dick in this kind of deep, always condescending American accent, and then you see him on a talk show, and you're like, oh, this bitch is Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
Pass.
Fuck this, I couldn't think of it. I want it, what's the thing that protects you from the rain?
Shit?
Umbrella, oh. Umbrella, umbrella.
You couldn't think of
I
umbrella?
I couldn't think of umbrella.
Oh, no.
It's all
it's because your brains wanted to say umbrella?
Falling apart. So, obviously, the shortcut Ralphs. So we got shortcut Ralphs, mom and pop Ralphs, big city Ralphs. Not Ralphs. None of them are Ralphs. They're
Kroger.
All Krogers.
Krogers.
I'm
they're all Krogers.
I'm used to Ralphs. That one, the shortcut Ralphs, which is actually the furthest away.
Still a Kroger.
Yep, the shortcut Kroger. Should we do a show? What the? Why are we still
just
together?
Just for the other people. So the thing is, the reason we don't do video is because we don't want you to have to deal with watching a human being have a stroke.
Yeah.
He can't remember the word umbrella.
Okay.
And he is really struggling remembering what grocery store he's talking about.
We're at this point, I don't know why we still do this show. We're like that couple that sits next to each other at our, you know, our daughter's college graduation. And we're like, well, I guess. You know, people expected us to be here together. So, obviously, it's been primarily down to the first two Krogers.
Right, correct.
I'm at the Shortcut Kroger the other day, and I'm in the store, and there's a guy in there rocking a mullet. And a young kid. Mm-hmm. Looks like a high school or young college.
It's coming back.
Yep. He's rocking the mullet. Yep. And then as I'm like turning to leave, I can see out the door with the kid out in the parking lot pushing the carts, also rocking a mullet. And I'm like, Oh, there's a hockey team bagging groceries and moving carts today to raise money. Because if you're from Minnesota, that's where, I mean, this is hockey hair time of year.
And, yeah, exactly, because it's state tournament time. We're getting there.
But then I look down. They both have shit-kicking cowboy boots on, and One of them had a NASCAR T-shirt. I don't think these are hockey players. I think they're just young men with mullets, and my decision is made forever. I choose the Travis Tritt Ralphs. I have officially committed to driving an extra couple minutes, because if that's the sort of hiring process you have there, I want to be around just in case all the time. So I have a new grocery store.
It's the Travis Tritt Kroger.
Did I say Ralph's
again? You sure did.
Just fucking shoot me. Just climb through the camera, take me out back, and old yeller me.
You know, I'd love to.
Yeah.
I'd love to have you look at me and go, tell me again about tending to rabbits. And I'd like to go, what's that over there, Si? And just right in the back of the head. But you handle all the business for this show, and I can't be part of it. Let me tell you something. Speaking of murder, okay?
Okay.
Olivia, and I think every single young woman, and probably a lot of young men that are in college, this University of Idaho thing has really shaken the collegiate world.
Right. And I mean, and so, are we assuming everything? Can I give the one sentence recap? For the eight people who don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Four college kids, right? Killed in their home. Yeah. A number of college kids, like, brutally killed in their home. No one knew who it is. They finally found the guy. And this is such a game of telephone for me. So I'm doing my understanding is they found a guy. He's like a random psycho who was obsessed with criminology.
Yeah, so he went to Washington State University's and I believe he is a graduate student, and he's in the criminology department. And then one of his sisters was in a movie where the theme was people being stabbed and murdered. So there's a lot of lunacy going on here.
Yes.
And so because of that, because this kid looks, you know, and I throw up air quotes here, normal, which I don't know what normal is, but he looks like nonviolent. He doesn't have a death stare. He was in the criminology class when they were talking about the murders.
Ooh.
So he was there. So he's comfortable. So because of this, I think college kids and just anyone who doesn't want to get stabbed is up in arms a little bit. And so Olivia is telling me, you know, they're at school. And she's telling me this story about she gets in an Uber. And we don't have Uber in Fergus Falls. So her going to this college is her first Uber experience. She gets into the Uber. And when she does, he puts it from park into drive, which in most cars lock all the doors.
Okay. Right? Okay.
Because it's a safety issue. When you're in drive, they want the doors locked so they don't swing open and you fall out.
Mm-hmm.
But Olivia has never paid attention to the fact that my car does that. She never has paid attention to the fact that her mom's car does that. Every grown-up's car she's ever been in, when you put it from park to drive, all the doors lock. But she doesn't care because she's in a safety zone. Now she's in a stranger's car and she sees all the doors lock. And she told me she started freaking out. And then she said, a calm washed over me. And so what I started doing is pulling my hair out one at a time and putting it like all over the car. And then she's putting her fingerprints on all the glass. She's like leaning over to the other side, the window, putting her fingerprints on it. Just so when she's murdered, at least they can, you know, go on her phone, go back to who the Uber driver was, go to the car, find these things.
Very solvable.
And I started laughing so hard because I think to myself, it's like, so you, at that point, when you start pulling hair out to leave a Hansel and Gretel breadcrumbs, mm-hmm. you've given up. You think you're going to be murdered, and you say, I'm okay with it. I just want this man to get caught.
Sure.
And so it's so funny to know that that's her. She doesn't try to kick the windows out. She doesn't take a pen and stab him in the neck. She doesn't try to live. She tries to create closure on the back end of her own murder. And it scares me that I'm paying this much money for college knowing that that's how she thinks.
I think it should also, I mean, I'll add a layer to that. It should bum you out that the ability to do that, the thought of doing that, washed a calm over her.
Yeah.
Like that shouldn't have softened the scenario. It should have been like, as my fear ratcheted, I had the wherewithal to place my hairs in this maniac's vehicle.
That's like saying, well, I was swimming and I got tired and a calm washed over me. So as I let my body sink, I just left one hand above water and waved to the shoreline.
I think you gotta like, do you pull one out of your head, like, and do you just set it where he can see it and just go,
there's more where that came from, buddy.
Yeah.
I think that you start pulling hairs out of the side of your head, right?
Sure.
And you place them. And then if you live, you probably could get a job at Shortcut Kroger.
Do you?
Because now you have no hair on the sides, just a mullet.
It's officially now named Travis Tritt Kroger. What if, pay your respects. What if, is there a business opportunity here for Uncle Si and the daddy? Should we invent something? So, you know, like all these inventions, there's all these keychain inventions, right?
Yeah,
where it's
sure.
like, oh, a mace on my keychain or the rape whistle on my keychain. I mean, that's not maybe an... you know what I'm saying? Safety. There's safety inventions on the keychain.
Yeah. I already have one. Go for it. What do you? You get yours.
Okay, I'll give you mine. So mine is... So you've never taken Humira. But Humira,
correct.
What you do is it's this big like tube thing and you press it against your stomach and then you push a button and it plunges a needle into you.
It's like an EpiPen.
Yes, I could have just said it's like an EpiPen. So it's like an EpiPen.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Chad, do you know what an EpiPen is? So
I do, yeah.
Okay, so what if you had a tiny little mini EpiPen and if you feel like you're in a dangerous situation, you put the EpiPen to your finger, you push it, and then you squeeze like you're doing testing your blood sugar with diabetes.
Oh,
then you show him the blood and you press it down on his seat. Because you can't get rid of blood, no matter how hard you try. I think it's pretty...
Because that's blood and a fingerprint. I like where your head's at.
Yes. Now, you know, if you jump the gun a lot, like your daughter, you are just the Uber passenger who spread blood in people's cars, and you probably get banned from Uber pretty quick.
At this point, you're going to have to pay a $50 cleaning fee.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that.
But that's better than being dead.
Yeah, so mine was going to go, first of all, I thought you were going to say it had some sort of poison in it or sort of knockout concoction.
Oh, sure.
And you were going to say you could put it to the driver's neck. And that made me giggle thinking about all the overreactors in the world just immediately shutting Uber drivers down. But I was thinking of a scissor, a little tiny scissors that goes on your keychain.
Okay.
Not to be confused with your Aunt Dorothy, but it's a little scissors that goes on the keychain. And you can cut your hair and also just give a couple stabs to the driver if they do come at you.
You remember 100 years ago, speaking of drivers, when you when we were in the pandemic and we continued to do a show that was about like, hey, what'd you do this week during the pandemic? And so we ran out of ideas and we were doing anything we could. And you read off a bunch of license plates that got denied.
Yeah, that's right.
So my friend Cody from BTK Painting.
Mm-hmm. Anti-kill.
He posted a thing on Instagram that was all the ones that were denied this year in Ohio.
Okay.
And there's some really, really great ones, but two of them made me laugh really hard. One of them was DILF Wagon. D-I-L-F, oh, wow. Like W-G. Yeah, DILF Wagon. And then the other one just said Slow Ho. And I can't think of a better thing to rename the show than DILF Wagon and the Slow Ho, because I am clearly the slutty one with an inability to be very mobile. So I want you to take this shirt off, but just be really careful. I have a frozen shoulder. And
we should call it Frozen Shoulder. That's what I'd like to get you, a personalized license plate that is Frozen Shoulder.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I watched a porn. I need to talk to you about a porn I watched.
Does it have to do with Frozen Shoulder? What happened?
No, I just forgot, and then I forgot, and then I remembered. So I haven't watched porn in however long, and it's not like, you know, I'm not trying to get a chip or something, like 256 weeks since I've watched porn.
Yeah, did you watch it with someone?
No. So here, I didn't even really watch the porn stuff. Someone I know who probably doesn't want to be outed on this show sent me a porn. And
okay.
Like a
they
porn,
sent you a porn.
Sent me
so now you're on a list.
Sent
okay.
me a porn clip, and they're like, you have to watch the end of this porn. And I was like, I don't think I do. That's not the, like, no. And no.
Can I ask you one question before you finish?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it because I was walking by in the background?
No. So.
Okay, because I've walked by Vivid Entertainment, and my whole life I have dreamed that they caught me walking by a window.
So I don't even know how this came about, but I think it has to have something to do with the world of OnlyFans and the, you know, the membership subscription model that exists for creators, both entertainment and sex entertainment wise, that's kind of taking over the world.
Sure.
So it's this guy and he's having sex with this girl. And he's like, it's POV, so it's like
point of view.
Yes,
point of view. It's from the man's eyes looking down at the woman.
Yeah, it's like he's wearing a GoPro attached to his forehead, and yeah. And so he kind of gives me. I was like, I don't want to do it. He goes, just go to this minute marker, and I'm a little nervous, but I trust the person, so I'm like, okay. And I go to this minute marker, and they're having sex, and all of a sudden it like does this like old school video wipe, you know, like a fade, and now you see the guy, and he's standing mm-hmm. there, and he's holding the camera selfie style to himself, and he goes, I know, and this is the voice too, long hair, so funny. He goes, I know this is the part where that a lot of you look forward to, the cum shot. I know a lot of you love the cum shot, and I like to deliver the cum shot, but I wasn't able to get it this time. Just a little let you know what happened. I had an Instacart order that was supposed to be delivered, and as I'm filming, as you know, I film on my phone. I'm getting all these updates. The person is, like, trying to substitute stuff, and then, like, did they get the right stuff? And so then I'm on the phone with them, and like, I just couldn't get the cum shot. Sorry to let you down. I know that's what you're here for, but you know, see you next week. Come on back. And he didn't even understand the fact that he made a pun there with come on back. He just breathed yeah. right up. Come on back and we'll get it for you next week. Like, it was so funny. It was so funny to see, like, some man speaking to his fan base about a failed cum shot because he got an Instacart order screwed up. It's the funniest thing I've seen, I don't know, 100 years, 150 years.
Do you know what I've never needed is a porn star to break down the fourth wall? I don't need to know what's going through your mind, fella.
No, you guys, this is the part where normally I flip her over and I rail her a bit doggy style. But I have to let you guys know, I'm having issues with the cloud on my phone and, the lease for the apartment that I'm signing, you know, with DocuSign, it somehow got lost in the cloud. So I just had to finish this one off, Mish. I know, I don't know who's this, what's this character's name? What should we give him?
Oh, man. I mean, I think you could go something as simple as Brian.
Yeah. I know all the Bri heads out there love it when I flip her and give her the dog, but this is just a Mish one. Sorry to let you guys down. Come on back. Like, so funny. So, so fucking funny.
Hey, guys. Brian again. You know, listen, you guys know that my finishing move, it's like, you know, almost like Mortal Kombat. I have a finishing move and, you know, I got her on the edge of the bed, her feet are on my shoulders, I'm going, and then she slides down and, you know, I finish on her forehead. But as she was sliding down, someone knocked on my door. My neighbor brings me banana bread every week. And I got to tell you something. I think about that banana bread and I lost my erection so quickly just because all the blood went to my stomach at that point, all the saliva to my mouth. So sorry about that. But guys, hey, next time, listen, we're going to film on a Wednesday. Banana bread normally comes on a Tuesday. But thanks for stopping by and checking this out. If you like the forehead shot, go back to some of my old videos. Thank you so much. Oh, don't forget to subscribe and smash that like button.
Hey, guys. Hey, I know you love a good roadhead video, and I know you know the Brister's famous for these. You know, I run and gun them, but as we're finishing this one up, I know you like to see what she going to do with it once it's in there. Big mystery that we solve every week. I'm like a roadhead detective, you know. Anyway, I'm driving down the road, and I see a Hardee's. And they're bringing back the Frisco burger. And I cannot focus on anything but that tasty sourdough goodness. So come on back next week and we'll see if we can take a different route home.
Hey, guys, Brian here again. You know, a couple things. Sorry about that. You know that I had promised you a really hardcore sex in a van video, but... you know, the team for Saturday basketball, those six-year-olds, their bus broke down. So, of course, my brother calls me, assistant coach, Brian. I got to get all these gals out of here. I got to get the mattress out, got to get it scrubbed. I got to go down to the YMCA. It doesn't matter. I know you're thinking, like, isn't it Christian? It's actually community now. And, you know, we go down. I pick those kids up. Bring him in the van, and I got to get him all the way to Saturday basketball. So come back next Saturday. Hopefully that bus is working, because I know Brian's bus is working, if you know what I mean. But anyways, great to hear from you guys. Hit that like button.
It became very moose at the end of that. We both became moose at the end of that.
I believe you, because my voice, I was protecting. I had to lock my throat up because I was about to start coughing.
Walking down this same path, I saw... So there are these people who, speaking of OnlyFans, I think they're really sure. Hot, and they get giant followings on TikTok or Instagram, and then they start an OnlyFans, and then they make a ton of money. Great business model, and I don't say that. I believe that. I think that's... If all of a sudden you gave me... Well, that'll be my next question for you. Let me continue down this path. So... my Instagram is a combination of drone video from tropical locations.
Sure.
Really cute dogs and butts and boobies, right? I'm not going to lie to the people. I'm not going to be the guy walking around being like, "Well, no, I don't look at attractive people on Instagram." Fuck you, Keith. Yes, you do. You are a liar.
That seems like there's a real Keith. You were committed to that one. You didn't even have to ask about a name. You just were like, this dude is Keith.
So I was flipping through, and you know the videos, all of Instagram now is basically people doing something unremarkable while there's words on the screen.
Sure.
So it was something to the effect of how people, it said something like how people react, or that's like, I get to, they used exercise as the term for sex, right?
Okay.
And what I mean by that is sure. like how people act when they find out 22,000 people a month pay me $10 to watch me exercise, like exercise.
Gotcha.
And so that's the little Instagram video. And this is a person who has like a million or a few million TikToks, that's followers. And so that's how...
Also, if you're doing the math, that's $220,000.
So that's where we're going. So
a month.
I did the math immediately and I was like, whoa. And I didn't know this was a TikTok person. I was like, they only have this many followers. How are they making that much money? So I wanted to kind of click into the comments. I'm like, what are people saying? Like, is this bullshit? And I don't think it is bullshit. I think it's real. But there were three consistently types of guys in the comments. Okay.
Okay.
There was guy who says she's not worth it. Like there are men in there who they have made it their mission during their day to point out that they personally don't believe it is worth it to pay $10 to watch this woman exercise.
And also, let's be very clear that a lot of these men are trying to say she's not worth it so they can have less of a ratio to this woman.
And
they want to feel closer. So instead of 220,000 or 22,000 people a month watching, they're trying to get it down to 10,000 because then they think they have a better chance.
Yeah. Well, all of this is driven by chance, in my opinion. So there's that guy, and there's a bunch of different, they all have their different reasons why she's not worth it. Bunch of that guy. Guy number two is the guy who is there to tell you that she is evil and porn is evil. And then guy number three, and this is my guy, are the adult men who are there to tell you how beautiful she is. Oh, baby, you're so beautiful. Congratulations. Like stuff like that where you're like, oh, relax, Keith. And as I'm reading through so many of these comments, and they're making me laugh quite a bit, the men started arguing.
Yeah, they did.
And I think I would pay OnlyFans models to start telling people how much they're paid to just watch the arguments in these threads. Like adult men arguing about whether or not a woman's OnlyFans account is worth the money or if she's eroding society or not. Ugh, Chad, chef's kiss. Absolute. It's a version of one of my favorite things. You see it all the time on social media where a woman will post a picture without makeup on. Or no, it's the other thing. Excuse me. They will post with makeup, like a nice picture with like all dolled up, right? And there's always one like 58-year-old guy that doesn't understand maybe that everybody sees their comments and they're like, you're beautiful even without the makeup. You're like, what the fuck? You don't know this person, you fucking weirdo. It's great. I love it. I would love to study the men who comment on sexually attractive women they don't know's page. I'd like to study them like Jane Goodall studied the apes. It's so funny.
I mean, it would be the exact same. It would be throwing shit and a lot of jerking off.
It's so
Here's
funny.
The thing. So these guys, they leave these comments and then I don't know this. I can't know this for sure, but I would almost promise you that they are then checking their phone every 5 minutes
to see if she
and
responded.
their DMs to be like, maybe it's private. Maybe she didn't want to post her true feelings in the comments because then everyone would see it and she would maybe lose some fans. So maybe I'm getting a DM like, thanks, honey. Oh my God, finally, someone sees me for who I am. I also have a personality. I'm not just a face, but also still look at my tits. But also I have a personality. But also here are the pictures I'm showing you. It is mind-blowing from every angle.
I would love a game show. I would love a game show where people have to come on. So you show, you know, think of it like a Rob Dyrdek style show.
Okay.
So you have a host up there and he's like, look at this.
And that's for it's ridiculousness.
Ridiculousness. Sexdiculousness. I hate that I said that. I quit the show. Nope, I quit the show.
How about Keith's ridiculousness?
So they show the picture of the attractive person and then they show the comments underneath, but then the person who left the comment on camera, because leaving a comment on the internet is, even though people can go click on your page, you don't.
Sure.
I would nonstop binge watching people explain their comments. That would be primetime award-winning theater for me.
Yeah, I would absolutely love that too. I would love, here's what I would like to watch. I would like it to be chopped up into three segments. Number one, I would like it to be that.
Sure, okay.
That's
the open. That's the A block.
That's 8 hours a day. That's 8 hours a day. Okay. That's the A block.
Okay.
Okay. Then the B block is going to be freshly divorced parents that have just moved into a smaller place to live with their children, trying to keep their shit together.
Okay. So that's like TV.
Trying to not scream at their children for every fucking thing they're doing.
So that's, we call that divorced Ed TV for people who are old enough to remember that movie.
And then we have the overnight 8 hours, and that is just women walking around in high heels for the first time in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that is a fun one.
That's fun. My brother Jess was watching this show. I don't remember what it was called, but it was a bummer. It's just people getting into altercations at checkout lines.
Oh.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a real.
I have to ask again, was I walking by? You know, they used to have in Minneapolis, they used to have the White Castle, the closed circuit TV in White Castle.
Sure.
They would start playing it at 2 a.m. after bars, and then you could watch people either being super funny, super drunk, or fighting. I remember going home when I lived in Minneapolis and watching that. That was very, very entertaining.
Here's a question for you. If you found out that one of your children had an OnlyFans account, let's say you and I are sitting, we're not on the show, and you and I are sitting here, and I say to you, hey man, I was flipping through, you know, blue seas, puppies, and butts and titties. I don't know why I needed that to rhyme. Who am I? What am I, a rapper in the 80s? Why did I...
Hey, whoa. Easy, easy. Some of us were rappers in the 80s, okay?
So...
Cool it.
If I were to tell you that one of... I was like, hey, I was flipping through stuff and I came across an OnlyFans account for your daughter. Like, what is
Yeah,
your...
Let me answer this like 90% of dads across the country, right?
Okay.
Well, it better be my son. You know, listen, dicks are fine, and I just want that kid to make some money, and I'm happy he finally found a passion and he's doing something. And then you go, actually, it was your daughter. And it's like, there's no way my daughter's smart and intelligent. She needs to do this other thing, and nobody's going to look at her vagina. I mean, that's how dads. So here's the thing. I don't know how it they're both 18 and older. I can tell you that if you told me, hey, I came across one of your kids and they have an OnlyFans page, I would immediately get rid of my phone. I would get a flip phone. I would cancel any and all fucking internet services. I would make sure that I don't own a device that can accidentally reconnect to an internet provider that I had been to before, like a hotel.
Sure.
If somebody goes, oh, hey, man, I got to show you this thing. I'd be like, what is it? And I'd hold them at arm's length and go, what is it? What is it? So it would change my life a little, but I also don't want to be, you know, it's like, I don't know, is $2.6 million a year because guys go, that ain't Christian. She ain't hot. And I think she's pretty without makeup. I think she's pretty with clothes on. I mean, I don't know. It's $2.6 million a year. What do you do? Because I know this. I've been talking a lot about periods lately in my personal life. And if you have to put up with periods and cramps, sure, and childbirth, sure, and all of that shit that goes in there, that goes on in there, mm-hmm, and you want to then put a little base makeup on down there and you want to show your vagina to the world for $2.6 million a year, I don't know if I can argue with that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you buy a fixer-upper and you finally get it to how you want, throw a party in there. Show people what you've done. I can't tell you not to do that. I would tell my son, dicks are ugly.
Sure.
You're not going to make any money.
Sure.
Cancel your OnlyFans page because dicks are disgusting.
I mean, I think you'd be surprised. I think you probably could make some money. I mean, not him, but a person could make some money. Here, let me ask you this then.
Sure.
We both have partners.
Right.
If your gal comes to you, what's the number?
That's different.
Yeah, I know it is. That's why I'm asking it. I like the okay. Look. This is why we need to be on video. That.
Well, hold
the
on.
Look
I would
on
also
your face,
say. I know, I'm sure. But but I will also tell you that if my children have partners, which, you know, my son's engaged, my daughter has a long-term boyfriend, if that's the case, I would say no. Or I would say you really need to make sure your partner's okay with it. I guess I wouldn't say no. I would say you have to make sure of that. I can tell you I'm not a strong enough individual emotionally to have to deal with that.
Oh, I must be the strongest man in the world, because Jenna, you start up that small business, baby, and you pay off some of our debt. You do what you're the queen of this house. You be the earner. There's an amount of, like, I think I'm so strong. I'm so strong. I just realized how strong I am. Go,
well, let
go
me ask
make
you
us
this:
that
are you strong enough to let this small business turn into a gaping business? Because of what has to happen to make that money? That's my question.
I mean, how much money are we talking here? Is there no number for you? There's no number. My number is upsettingly small. My monthly number. I can tell you, Jenna doesn't, just to be very clear here, this is so far outside Jenna's wheelhouse that we don't even, there's not a number. You could be like $60 million a month and she'd go, no, I don't think so. So, yeah. But my number to let someone that I'm in a relationship with do that, to put us on easy street, are you kidding me?
Sure.
Dude, especially $220,000 a month? Dude, I will sit in the corner going, I let her do this because I'm not a good man. I will do
sure.
That'll be like that's all, folks. Like, that'll be our Porky
yeah.
Pig. At the end of every video, you can pan to me in the corner, like wearing a diaper with like one of those bonnets on, and goes, I can't control anything. I'm a weak boy. Like,
I would much rather you have one of those visors on with like the see-through green brim, you know,
oh,
where you
sure.
can see through it, and you're just counting money.
Oh,
like
yeah.
you're a dealer at a blackjack table.
Oh, yeah.
But I do think, listen, you're talking about, you say $220,000
a month.
If we're being honest, it's $220,000 every 21 days because...
Sure.
You got to bring that thing to the shop.
You really have
for a week,
been
a month.
Dealing with periods a lot in your everyday life, haven't
well,
you?
I'm just telling you. And let me tell you this. If you think there aren't people out there that would prefer the one
yeah, I can't,
week
yeah, I can't, yeah,
over
yes,
the 21
I know.
Days.
I understand. There's people
absolutely
who prefer everything. I understand that.
People that sleep in coffins would be like, I can only watch masturbation videos if they're on their period.
$220,000? $220,000 doesn't do it for you. And is that because your relationship is newer? Do you think you'll have the same answer in 5 years? $220,000 a month. If our significant others
sure.
both started running $220,000 a month accounts, we would be kept men. You know how the outrageous life that you and I would live would be.
No one is going to like my answer.
Yeah.
No one is going to like it because here's the thing. My relationship would deteriorate into nothing because I would no longer be romantic. I would no longer try. I would no longer bring my partner on special dates because there's nothing that isn't everyone's on her end of things, right? Like, there's nothing I can see that isn't seen by everyone. So I quit trying.
Sure. Yeah,
I know that is ridiculous and probably archaic. I'm sure it is. But that is my answer. I'm not going to apologize for it because that's my answer where it's like if everyone gets the juice, I'm not going to put any effort into the squeeze.
Everyone gets to look at the juice, but they don't get the juice.
Not into it. Nah, I'm not into it.
I understand. I think,
And by the way, anyone can do whatever they want.
I think you think a lot of people aren't going to like that answer. I think a lot of people are going to like that answer. I think you're going to have a lot of people
it's very, like, 1950s answer. It's like, I don't go into the room when the baby's born. I pass the cigars out outside because I can't stand pussies.
Now, I agree with that, not the last part of that sentence, but I don't need to be in there when the baby's born. That's not a big deal to me. I can... You know.
Well, I'm gonna be in the room when the baby's
born. Well, it'll
be
born, your baby. It's
my
baby.
Sperm.
It's your baby.
Yeah, makes sense. So, you pass out the cigars.
I think a lot of people like that 50 shit. I think there's a lot of people inside who's like, I want a man who doesn't want anyone to see my labia. You know, I think there's a lot of that out there. Sure. I think more people than not are gonna respond to that. I think I'm the one that has the answer that more people are gonna dislike, which is I'm that same guy who would never get into an altercation over, like, if you came up and you, like, were aggressive or you, like, physically intimidated or you're being, like, that's one thing. But if somebody's like, hey, that guy's hitting on your wife, I'd be like, oh, that's good for her. I mean, look at him. He's attractive. Like, I don't want to say insecurity about that because then that makes you seem insecure.
Oh, I have so much insecurity. I mean, yeah, of course that's why that I don't like that.
I remember.
I have an unhealthy amount of insecurity. I mean,
well, I do too. It just doesn't, like, it doesn't come out this way for me.
People listening are like, oh, no shit, you do. You wear sweaters because you're scared that the bottom button on a button-down shirt is going to pop off because of your stomach. So you just constantly wear sweaters and hoodies. Everyone knows I have insecurities. I talk about them all the time. This is just one that I'm not, like I said, I'm not willing to put forth the effort if everyone else is getting everything. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Sure. I mean, I think there are other reasons to put forth effort. But I would also say that because
I mean, right. But I don't think it's fair. I'm telling you, there's something in my brain that is like, there is an unspoken deal.
Sure.
Oh, this isn't going to be great at all.
Let's cut this off.
There's an unspoken deal.
If we want to keep doing this show, let's cut this off.
Well, I mean, I'll keep doing the show. I don't think anyone's going to get mad, but I'm just saying there's an unspoken deal where, I guess to me, and this is going to be laughable to people that knew me 8 years ago, but to me, a committed relationship is, it's the two.
Sure. And I think that's very, you know, that's very good. They could laugh from 8 years ago, but I think that's nice. Look at you.
Well, I worked on myself very hard, and I will tell you this. I have a history and propensity to overcorrect.
No, come on.
Yeah.
You always
react
pretty normally and don't over.
Now I may have gone over to the point where it's a little Westboro Baptist churchy.
Turning down $220 grand a month, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I do have some signs made up that, you know, just in case I need to protest.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have that in me. Maybe that makes.
Would you like it? Would you like it in you?
I would love it in me. Why don't we, new plan, do what we should have done a long time ago. Let our significant others build these accounts, make our monies to fund our life together, and finally get rid of this whole charade that we're just friends who talk once a week and really do this thing.
I can't. It'd be so funny if you were getting interviewed. We're getting interviewed arm in arm.
Yeah.
Like on the Graham Norton show. What's his name? It doesn't matter. Yeah. But he's like, so I'd love you to tell me, you know, you guys started off as podcast partners and whatever, but I'd love you to tell me if you, what's your favorite sex position? And I'll be like, well, mine personally is when I'm behind him and I just grab one hand, I call it the frozen shoulder.
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.